Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Get a coffee and a Bible. And hey, in a moment I'm going to continue my little mini series on five steps to really building a relationship with God that actually works, and some of the daily habits, the things I would do that keep you in a good place with God, can actually keep you the momentum running in your life when you can't always do those things. How do you stay? How do you have feet like hinds feet and walk the high places of the earth? Good. Let me do a couple of housekeeping things, including a sunglasses change because it is bright out here. Trust you well. Today is Wednesday, I believe. I'm in Florida, as you probably see. This is not New England, and it is great to be in Florida. Beautiful weather. I'm going to be at a conference in Sarasota for a couple of days, and then in Bradenton, and then south of Miami at the weekend, and finishing up in Orlando on Wednesday of next week. So great to be here for a few days in Florida. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, back in New England. Encourage you to be at church this coming Sunday if you are in New England. At Sturbridge Worship Center, we're going to have John Maher speaking about prophetic encouragement, and Linda Halpert speaking in New England Fellowship as well. And great, hit the subscribe button if you haven't done that, and do check out our weekly email newsletter. Lots of great things there. I've got a missions trip coming to Ireland. There are still places open, though that is rapidly filling. For my missions trip to Ireland. And lastly, let me mention my ministry school as well. Lots of great things going on there, including our new monthly ministry mentoring class on Zoom. Good. So let's talk about key number four in this journey of how do we build a spiritual life that actually works? What are the things we need to do? I could ask the question, what are the things we don't need to do? And of course, that would be a long list. But here's some of the things I really do. And I began this series by saying we've actually inherited Jesus's relationship with God. It's not like we need to go out and build our own. Really, we have Jesus's relationship with God. And the work God requires of us, the task, the mission before us is to actually explore the relationship, is to abide, is to rest. One of the biggest disciplines we can learn in the Christian life is that of rest. It's that of stop trying to do things on our own and actually rest in Jesus. I spoke about key number two, which to me is actually really recognizing how God feels about you. Knowing the heart of God towards you will cause a heart of passion to be reciprocated in you for him. And you know, as a, I'm not really a pastor, but in my half-life as a pastor, when I'm trying to help somebody who's dull of heart, Paul warned us at the end of Acts 27 against having your heart dulled, like you could talk about a dull razor or something like that. Guys, you'd know what that was like. And the danger is, over time, over different events we walk through, we can allow the circumstances of life to dull our hearts. And the danger with that, we become hard-hearted, is we don't even know we become hard-hearted. So whenever I'm with somebody like that, the key, one of the keys anyway, one of the major keys, is actually helping them realize and recognize how God actually feels about them. Yeah, rather than me saying, I must love God. You see, I must love God, but we love him because he first loved us. So number two, I spoke about really knowing God's heart towards you. Key number three was actually reciprocating in the practice of loving God. I preached a message in the Berkshires this past weekend on the pleasures of loving God. Really great message, should have been. Hey, key number four, let me look at this real quickly with you today, is actually that of repentance. And, you know, the way in is the way on. The first word in the kingdom of God is repentance. John the Baptist comes and he preaches, repent, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus comes and he preached, repent, the kingdom of God has arrived. Peter stands him on the day of Pentecost, repent and believe the gospel after the cross. And we come into a relationship with God through repentance, but we actually stay in a relationship with God through repentance. And I think there's a dual danger of us actually thinking, well, Graham, I've repented, I don't need to do that again. Wrong. Or also of having a religious idea about repentance. Most people only attach if you say the word repent, if I came before you today and said, guys, I need to repent, some of you are immediately going to say, of what? What has he done? What's the big crime he's going to confess towards us? And Bible is turning over a new leaf here. Ba-dum-tsh. And repentance has much less to do with sin. It is involved in sin, and repenting from sin is a valid thing we should do, frankly, every day. But repentance is really a turning from and a turning to. It's a recalibrating, it's a readjustment, it's a reminder of where reality is and where reality isn't. And I believe repentance should be a daily thing in us. I actually never really go looking for sin in my life. Maybe I don't need to, because it's so easy. I don't want to joke about that. But sometimes my point is, it's obvious at times when there's sin in our life to us. But at times it's not obvious. I don't think as valid my own capacity to find sin in my life. What I do is say, Lord, search my heart and know me. And, you know, if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the path everlasting. I'd rather the Holy Spirit did that job than he's much better at it than I am. But I also want to constantly be, I'm just aware that living life on planet Earth, living half an hour away from God, having our affections pulled and pushed by the world, the flesh, the devil, by all the things, tends to drag us back, at least at a functional level, to that old man. And I believe if we're going to be the people God wants us to be, if we're going to build a relationship we desire to have with the Lord, I believe it's absolutely vital that we learn to daily repent. We learn to recalibrate. We learn to rethink. We in a way, I don't mean this in some big declaration, but it's like we renew again those vows of consecration to Jesus. We turn from and we turn to. I think if we're going to daily repent, I'll give you two keys that will really help you. Repenting to is more powerful than repenting from. So if you have a relationship with repentance that is primarily anchored in you sinned, you got something wrong, you come to the Lord and say, dear Lord, please forgive me for what I got wrong yesterday. Now that's good and you should do that. The problem is it's always a backwards looking relationship you're building. You're building a relationship of guilt and shame. You're building a relationship. If I knew somebody and every time they knocked at my office door, they came and said, I'm really sorry I've messed up. I'm really sorry I broke something. I'm really sorry I did something wrong. After a while, I don't want that to be the basis of relationship with them. Does that make sense? It's a really powerful thought, actually. You know, if somebody has broken something or hurt something or done something they shouldn't do, it is right and correct and proper that they come and own that fact, and we can deal with it, you know, address that situation and move on. And it's the same with the Lord and our relationship with him. But the basis of your walk with Jesus should not be, I'm a sinner, I got it wrong, please forgive me. That's the entry place into a relationship with Jesus. The basis of our relationship with Jesus should actually be repenting to. I want to repent forward. So if I can get up on a Wednesday here in Florida and say, Lord, I'm repenting forward. I'm looking forward in my relationship with you. I choose to do the right thing. I choose to say no to sin before the opportunity ever presents itself. I choose to think the thoughts of God. I choose to be the person you want. I choose to put on the new man and cast off the old and believe by faith the old is dead. Before I just catch that, guys, repent forward, not repent backward. And lastly, you know, the Bible says we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, Romans 12:1-2. It says in Romans 12:1, let us therefore by the mercies of God offer ourselves a living sacrifice to God. So I think there's something glorious, and I personally think doing this at the beginning of the day is a really great call of offering yourself, presenting your body, soul, mind, spirit, presenting everything to God, offering yourself as a living sacrifice, and then living a transformed life each day by having a renewed mind. Selah. Boom. Hey, I'm going to come back tomorrow with key number 5 of my little series, 5 Steps to Living a Flourishing, Vibrant Relationship with God. Again, drop me a line. Love to hear from you guys. And do check out some of the links that should be somewhere with this video or podcast. And I hope to see you soon in person. in the plan of God. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye for now.